Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Crowder is like a guy coming out of a coma. He's been in a 4-week paternity leave coma, and he's forgotten everything. So during the commercial break, he's like, Safid. That's all I can hear him doing. He's practicing. He's learning how to pronounce everyone's name again. You forgot everything while you were gone?
Oh, I forgot everything. These commercials I'm going to do here in a second, these read, boy, y'all wait, because they're going to be funny, because I forgot everything. Safid has a long A. I have it written down. Safid.
Is it Safid? I thought it was Safid.
I mean, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's ask him. Is it Safid or Safid or Safid?
Crowder's got it right, man. I just deal with it because you let me on your show, Hawk. That's all. Crowder's got it right.
So it's Safid?
Yeah, let's get the long A. Let's get the long A going. Long
Safid. A. I'm going to call you Safid, all right?
That's fine. No, I think it's pretty on brand for you, Hawk.
It is definitely on brand. You got that right. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Safid Dean covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. And so there's this hoo-ha happening in the NFL. And so maybe you can explain it. So over the weekend, there's this like coordinated tweet storm from NFL players where they're making clear they want to play, but I guess they're saying that they don't trust what the NFL has done in preparation to play, which seems like they really haven't done anything in preparation to play. So what is the biggest beef right now? Is that what it is?
I think that's definitely the biggest beef, but it's also just agreeing on just terms of everything that's going to happen for the health and safety protocols. First of all, the players don't know if they're going to be tested daily, you know, once every 2 days. They don't know how frequently they're going to be tested. I think that's a pretty big sticking point. But also you have, you know, certain things that are kind of further down the line that are such scenarios where the NFL has had so much time to kind of think of these things, and it may be easy to kind of bash the NFL for saying, okay, maybe you procrastinated too much, but I'm not sure if there's some things that are being considered here, if you would have answers to them a month ago, 2 months ago, or even this week, or you'll have to answer those questions in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You know, it's just everything. Coronavirus is so volatile, so changing that we don't know, and the NFL doesn't know what to do. You know, specifically, you know, the players have a lot of concerns along with the testing. They want to know about contact tracing. You know, if you're an O-lineman and three other O-linemen get it after not testing, and then you get the contact tracing, you don't know how long you're going to be out of camp. You don't know how long you're going to have to quarantine. You don't know how much you're going to have to go through a testing protocol all over again. Look at things like roster sizes and roster limits. I mean, we're talking about further down the line in September, but, you know, if you're an O-lineman, if you're a center, four other, you know, O-linemen get coronavirus, what do you do? What does a team do? Do you put D-linemen on to block on the offensive line to just keep roster spots? Do you drop? Do you sign four linemen now? So what if you do? If you sign four linemen, they have to go through a testing protocol, and then you have to drop players. Do you drop a linebacker, two safeties, and a receiver? And these guys are healthy, and do you, you know, penalize them for being healthy, but you need to drop them because you need O linemen to replace guys who got COVID? You know, there's so many things here that are on the table, so many stipulations, and it's not just one or two issues that both sides can agree on and just say, okay, let's report to camp. It's a number of issues. The players want to know, you know, do I get fined for not showing up on time? What if I don't feel comfortable? What if I show up and I decide that, you know what, maybe this ain't the look for me. Maybe I'm going to catch COVID and put everybody at risk in my family. You know, there's an August 1st deadline that was floated around for players who wanted to opt out. Maybe you guys want to show up and see what it's like at camp first before they decide if they want to move forward. Then you have players at the end of the roster, you know, the Dolphins probably have like, you know, 17 to 20 defensive backs here. If you're one of those guys that are not going to make the team, you could take a buyout for like 150K. And who knows if you get to play again this season or not, but that's 150K in your pocket. You might want to walk away with that. So there's so many things. There's a number of issues that we just spoke about just now there that both sides have to agree on. The Players Association, the league, and teams, and that's really where the sticking is that we can get an agreement on all those things.
And Safed, just to your point, the procrastination.
You're
NFL,
the one that made sure that it was Safed, and then you just called him Safed.
You're throwing me off. Did I say Safed?
You're the one that made it a big point to call him Safed. Like a Keystone Cops routine.
I need to put three. I'm going to put three A's. Safed. Not three A's. No, I got it, Safed. Three A's. Right. So, but at the end, Safed, you brought up the NFLPA where I know people are killing the NFL. I know they're the business, the owners, they're the billionaires. But the NFLPA, it takes two to tango. Hasn't the NFLPA dropped the ball, too, not asking these questions? Why does J.J. Watt and Russell Wilson have to ask the question on Twitter? Why hasn't Damaris Smith and NFLPA asked these questions months ago?
All these questions I've been asked, man. It's so hard to get answers for all of them. And even if you do have a certain answer for something, you know, it's always a combative issue. We're talking about guys, you know, Crowder, if you had to show up to camp with your wife just having a newborn, you know, would you be open to doing so? It's Russell Wilson has that same issue going on now. You know, there's some other issues here going on too, where, you know, say you have to take care of your grandma or take care of your mom in your house. And you're showing up to camp back and forth, and you're going back and forth to home, you know, from home into camp and vice versa. Another player might be single, living his life. You know, you don't know who's coming over his house, at what time they're coming over his house, if he's going out to do, you know, interact with some friends somewhere, have a party, things like this. You don't know how people are living lives. That's pretty much on a basic level of things. But as far as regulations come, you know, are concerned, the players, they want to go in and they want to know, you know, how much do I have to wear a mask on? Where do I wear masks? Who can come around me in the building alone? Are we going to have a locker that's, you know, adequately spaced apart? There's just so many things. I mean, even though the NFL did have time on its side, I don't think time would have even helped, you know, in this situation now, because you just see so many things keep getting brought up. So many things are still need to be addressed. And the players are voicing their opinions now because the NFL wants them to just show up and report. And because they're under contract, and they report to camp, if they don't report, you can get fined. So the players don't want to report for something they're not comfortable for and get fined for it as well, too. It's just a long list of things that both sides have to kind of, you know, table and agree on. And we haven't got there yet. It seems like this is supposed to report this week.
I was under the impression, Safed Dean is with us from the Sun Sentinel. I was under the impression NFL had the best chance of having a complete and full season other than any other sport. Obviously, the other sports were truncated as it was, and college football seems to be in doubt. But the NFL had so long to try to prepare and make contingencies. And I said early in the show, it seems like when I was a kid and I was doing homework, where I just kind of kept pushing it off. Mm-hmm. Do you think a 16-game NFL season happens?
Definitely not. I don't think so right now. I think, you know, we can say the NFL had a bunch of time, and that is true. The NFL could have looked at things they were doing over in Asia, in Europe, with other sports like soccer and baseball, and see what teams were doing, what organizations were doing, what leagues were doing overseas. They could, you know, see what the NBA and MLS are doing in Orlando, up the state right here, too. They've had a lot of, and the season starts in September. We're still talking about a season, you know, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, but I don't think it gets past 16. I tweeted yesterday, I'd be lucky to see if we get past week four. The basic logistics of it, Hawk, is you have, you know, 80 to 90 players, 100 people in a facility, more than that. That alone right there is risk, you know, is a risky situation for anybody. You know, we're talking about having people social distancing outside of a party of, you know, no groups of more than 10. We're talking about 10 times that in NFL facility alone. Now you're talking about these guys going from a locker room to into a field situation where, all right, 53 guys are on the roster, yeah, but an 11 are on the field, 11 players on the team on a field at the same time colliding with 11 other players from the team. Then you guys come and moving in and out of it. Logistically, and then the football aspect of it, where these players are colliding and their bodily fluids, you know, spray, they're spitting on the field, or, you know, some things get exchanged when you're doing, you know, you're tackling, things like that. You know, just from a contact and a numbers standpoint, I think the NFL was on a downside, although they did have time on their side. So as far as 16s, I mean, that's very optimistic. I think even double digits is optimistic. I think by week four, you'll definitely see a lot of teams starting to get affected. And who knows, by the second month of the season, week seven, week eight, we'll see if teams can even put together a full roster or have the situations where you have three or four linemen ready to line up instead of a full five, or if your secondary is depleted, or what's going to happen if a star quarterback goes down? You know, what happens if Tom Brady can't play or Russell Wilson can't play and they have a backup, but team season kind of goes to end there, you know, essentially there too. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with when a player tests positive, how long they're going to be out. You know, you're talking about a condition, coronavirus, that gives you shortness of breath. If a player gets it long enough, they're not going to come back in 2 weeks and be ready to play. They might not even play the rest of the season. There's a lot of things. Everything's going to be a case-by-case basis, and it's interesting to see how these teams and the players and everybody involved kind of handles it moving forward.
And you talk about fluids, man. I used to pee on myself. Spit is the last thing anybody's worried about. Come on now. It's going to be some fluids exchanged out on that field. And I'm kind of thinking the same way you are. I think the over-under is 4 weeks. I just think the entire Ravens defense gets COVID and you can't keep the NFL going if 11 guys get it on the same side of the ball. Like, I'm thinking that same process. Why would they play preseason games, Safin? Why would they do that? Why would they put the guys out there? I'm with no. The players are with no, but the owners still want to put one or two out there. What's the reasoning behind preseason games, and what do you think the correct approach to the preseason?
I'm not sure how much money you really get from a preseason game because it's usually locally televised. You know, you would have some fans there. Dolphins are ready to say if they had some preseason games, they won't have fans in attendance. But for the guys on the roster, you're in the bottom of the roster. The preseason games are a tryout. You know, you're trying to cut it from 90 to 53. You're trying to, you know, that's your livelihood right there. That's kind of why some players want it, but mostly the players don't want it because of this ramp-up situation here. You're talking about we're in the last week of July, and preseason games are supposed to start in like 2 weeks. You know, you're not ready in a football environment, in a team environment, and having practice for 2 weeks straight to go and play a game. The players don't have enough time to ramp up their bodies is the argument there. They prefer to have zero games. I think the NFL, I think we're just going to settle on two. They'll decide today if they're going to have just one. But also it gives the teams and the stadiums, you know, kind of a trial run before the season to see how they're going to work with their procedures of getting people in and out if there are fans, or how they can, you know, do this, you know, going forward. But the preseason is a sticking point. You know, testing, daily testing, how frequent of a testing is a sticking point. Roster spots, you know, if I catch COVID, is it a non-football injury? Is it a football injury where I could get paid for? If it's non-football, I don't get paid for it. Do I go on the commissioner's list? Do I still get paid, but I'm out for extended period of time? Roster limits are a big thing. You know, if you're going to not have 90, do you have 70? Do you keep 20 in tow and keep them quarantined and so you can call them whenever you need them? All these things are issues. And there's things that we even talked about here that, you know, the NFL are still tabling, and players and those involved have a better grasp of those things.
So in your opinion, do you think the NFL mangled this, or this is, look, it's a pandemic. No one has ever dealt with this before. And so obviously it's going to be tough to create exact protocols. The NFL did the best they could. Like, do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to bash the NFL here. It's easy to bash the NFL and saying that they had time on their side and this, that, the other. And the NFL doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt with how they've handled things with, you know, trying to police guys for domestic abuse or the Colin Kaepernick situation or other situations that they've dealt with in the past. But even though they did have time on their hands and you're hoping that they did have some more concrete things in place, there's a lot of stipulations here. There's a lot of scenarios here that players, coaches, people involved that, you know, you don't envision happening, you know. And also, this is something that we all didn't envision happening. A lot of people thought coronavirus was going to come and go after we shut down, and we're the biggest country in the world with the most cases. So we're definitely in some unprecedented times. It's easy to bash the NFL for it, but I think what you see is the NFL and the Players Association, everybody's kind of coming to the point where they do want to play, they do want to have games, they want to return to some normalcy, but they just need some conditions met, and many of them met, so everybody feels safe and healthy doing so.
Safid Dean, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. You can download the Sun Sentinel app as well. Thank you for making time for us, Safid. We always appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There you go. All right. I didn't know that you didn't think NFL was going to play more than 4 or 5 weeks, Crowder. That's a bummer. Although I'm starting to feel that way, but yeah.
I'm skeptical about all these sports. Yeah. I'm skeptical about the NFL, NBA bubble. What's going on now with the NBA bubble? Guys leaving, coming back. Like I said, Hawk, LeBron gets COVID. I think they cannot let the NBA finals finish or the NBA playoffs finish if LeBron has it, because that's the draw. I don't think any of these sports finish, but I don't know if I'm being, you know, pessimistic or what, but it's just, I've seen it in college. 4 guys get it. They close down a university. I don't know if the NFL, NBA can do better than that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.